A Long Walk to Water, Two Voice Poem.
Hello, this is Adeline.
And Esther.
The following is our two-voice poem presenting the perspectives of a boy and a girl from southern Sudan.
Our hope is that our poem will help people better understand the issues being faced by Sudanese people, including violence and lack of clean water. I, Esther, will be reading the part of Salva, who is a lost boy.
I, Adeline, will be reading the part of Naya, who is a girl. The title of our poem is Surviving Sudan.
In Sudan, all I have is my family. My uncle feeds me on my way to safety.
I give my family water and they give me food.
I had to flee violence for 11 years, a fear of being forced into war.
I have to walk 7 months a year, daily, every single day.
And now we walk.
For water.
For safety.
A spark of hope.
At the refugee camps.
While walking, I close my eyes and the vision of the pond comes.
I'm almost there, I can see it. The camps.
The pond. Naya knew many people who suffered from the same illness.
My father. Southern Sudan was suffering from waterborne parasites and diseases, bringing clean water for those in need.
A well.
A marketplace.
Anything is possible.
To make a better future.
For us.
For them.
Please consider donating to our class fundraiser to help rehabilitate a well and drill in South Sudan.
To donate, visit our school website or Facebook to find the link to the Gunwood Springs Middle School Class of 2024's fundraising website.
This has been a collaboration from KDNK,
Glenwood Springs Middle School, and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.
Thank you for listening.